Cooter.
Go.
Hey, since it's the end of the year, I'm going to leave the video running.
Hey, asshole! You guys
wait, they can see us?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Why, you don't want them to?
I don't care.
Yeah, leave it running.
I'm not recording, but I am broadcasting. So there you go.
Oh, let me bring it up.
You know what's weird? This is the podcast post show for episode 39. You know what's weird is because we didn't do one for so long, I had like 9 pages worth of shit to talk about that I just didn't even get to because
oh my god, we're gonna be here for 5 hours.
No, we don't have to do it. I'm just saying, I got stuff. If you need
life
stuff,
life kept moving on.
I did tell you though, however,
it's very Jurassic Park. Life will go on.
What are you doing? Are you trying to be more in the video?
No, it's not life.
What are you
it's
doing?
Life finds a way. Because the boy dinosaurs made eggs.
Are you going to spin your mic again to where it doesn't work?
That is not what happened.
Why are you doing this?
Why are
because
you doing
I want to be in the shot.
Because you're a camera whore?
Yes.
Oh.
Because,
God.
You know what? When I have to be behind your
you're
giant
a
head.
Real hooker.
Nobody can hear you, like, at all. I'm sure.
Hello.
Nah,
you
whatever.
Can hear me just fine.
What's up, baby?
What's up, sluts? So anyway, let's watch the Machine Girl trailer.
Whoop, whoop.
Eli, it's on iWatch stuff. Go find it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He has to show it. Everyone.
Oh, okay.
I want to see.
Oh, goddamn. We're getting fucked.
Who's fucking what?
I don't know. This trailer is fucking me.
Here we go.
Turn the kill the music.
Then we'll go...
Oh, that's going to be loud.
It's going to be awesome.
It's not. There we go.
Well, they're paying.
Oh, your machine's going to die if you're playing this full screen. All right, so anyone that watched Machine Girl with us during the last shitty movie night live broadcast, Illegal Explosion, should go to iWatch Stuff and look for the Machine Girl 2 trailer.
Okay.
Turn it down.
I don't think this is what we thought this was. Is that Machine Girl?
Was the video
is
underneath?
That the actual girl?
Whoa.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, I recognize that music.
That's not her.
It's a
can't
different
be the
girl.
Same girl because she has two arms.
Well, no, it says in the clip that it's a different girl. Hajirai
Machine Girl.
Machine Guru?
What the fuck? That guy had nails in his head, like, whoa. No!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh, the fuck?
Oh! Oh!
What is happening?
Oh!
She just shit a machine gun!
And fired it from her ass!
Order, how much is that? Order that.
Click.
Is it a fan film?
No, if you read the thing, which I did,
if
it
you
said,
know Japanese,
it said
God.
That they basically pulled
a machine gun out of somebody's ass.
Yeah, but they pulled an American like we're just gonna use the title and put number
straight
two after
DVD.
It. Well, dude, the first
she just
one
shitted a machine gun and dude, then fired it.
But I hate to break the news to you, but the first one was straight to DVD also.
I gotta say, though,
the only reason we saw it in the theater was because they played it off a DVD player onto the screen.
That is funny.
You mean it didn't win
classy.
Any Asguru winner!
Who was was that Evan that was with us when we watched that?
Yeah, I think Evan was there. It was the Asian Film Festival.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus.
Still missed. We're gonna have to watch Tokyo.
I don't
Wolf
know,
Place.
Man. That doesn't look nearly as good as the first one, but I guess we're gonna have to watch it anyway.
Dude.
What had
they needed to top Drill Brawl.
Oh, hey, link
and
that.
And now they have Ass Gun.
To me. Link it to
yes,
me so I can send
I,
it to
I will
people.
Agree that Drill Brawl links, beats Ass... No, Ass Gun beats Drill Brawl. It's like Rock beats Paper? Goddamn. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'll take it. It'll be a winner.
Ass Gun.
I hope they have it in Blu-ray.
In Ass Gun Blu-ray.
Oh, never mind. Dale found it.
That's murder of my head. I didn't bring this up on the show because I'm probably going to end up having to do a comic about it. I didn't want to blow my load on that. But hey, paying customers.
Blow it.
You get the load.
There is going to be a Star Wars musical.
Like officially?
Yeah.
Like canon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, it's canon.
Does it take place in Jabba's palace? Because I already saw that.
Yeah, it's all Lopty Neck. It's all
fucking Twi'leks and shit.
Is it going to be like a Vegas show?
No, it's a musical. The marketing train that gave us the Clone Wars has actually expanded beyond the screen. The theater needs to brace itself for Star Wars is on its way.
Please tell me it's disco Star Wars.
Online is reporting that Star Wars, A Musical Journey, will be entering London theater goers. Oh, entertaining. Entering them. London theater goers starting next year, featuring a stormtrooper kick line and singing Wookiees.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
With the John Williams score.
No, God.
Oh, kill me.
Lucas is just wrapping, like, million-dollar checks around his dick and just like, fuck it, yeah.
No, please
money.
Don't. Please don't do that.
Dude, did you know that John Williams is writing the music that's going to be played at the inauguration?
Seriously? For
Obama? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be the awesomest inauguration ever.
It's like a choir.
That's what makes him awesome. And then I was reading some list
it's
of,
it's just
like,
going to be Duel of the Fates.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And he just rises and, like,
fuck Obama! No, it's Kura Rata Kura Obama.
Yeah, he's gonna like actually rise from underneath the stage.
Texas.
No, he's he's behind a series of force fields.
Yeah,
he's behind a series of force fields, and he has to wait.
Yeah, you have to wait for him. Like, he comes running, then he has to stop.
Yeah, then he stops.
Oh, God damn it.
And he's, like, pacing as he's, like, watching the crowd.
Yeah. Then the priest that inaugurates him, he cuts him in half.
The priest, the judge, what are you...
Whatever.
Does he get a Pope-mobile?
No.
I don't know. I'm sorry. No, okay, it's a Lance Peter.
Damn it. Now I need to write Schindler's List the Musical, and I need to rewrite Duel of the Fates to be for Obama's inauguration.
Yeah.
Is that on your task of things to do now? On your fridge?
It's on my Jira task at work.
So work.
What?
So work.
Oh.
How's that going?
We have never once talked about this on the podcast, though.
Oh, are we gonna?
No, we don't have to.
Should we? It's the year in blowout.
It's up to you, man.
That's all kinds of touchy.
I don't care.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Denise is all like...
Mm-hmm. No, I don't care, actually.
Josh got fired. What are you... Josh got fired, then got hired back.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Three and a half.
Ta-da!
I still want to know the details, which we can't talk about here.
No, I can't do that.
But I still want to know. So anyway,
How
is it being back at your same job that you just got fired from?
For the third time.
Yeah. Now you're at the exact same desk in the exact same spot.
Three, right. Motherfuckers.
This is the third time I have worked for Gearbox Software.
Mm-hmm.
Which officially makes me the most hired employee of all time.
And I will say
I will say
that to your credit though, you were not fired. You were laid off in a massive layoff.
Whatever.
Which is different. It's not like you fucked somebody and then they were like, you're out of here.
We won't talk about that on the podcast.
Okay. Everyone knows where's a layoff.
Yeah.
It's national news. Or internet news.
Well, whatever, yeah.
It made it on G4, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it did.
Really did.
Nice.
It showed up on G4 because they were like, Gearbox lays off 10% of company.
It was...
Aliens canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And that made fucking news on G4.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a secret.
We can't talk about that on the podcast.
No, we can't. But everyone that follows me on Twitter like already knew it and I never even said anything. Like, I hope this doesn't affect you guys. I'm like,
turns out.
I don't know, whatever. So let's see. Star Wars musical.
I'm back on Super Secret Awesome.
Actually,
I did make... it's on my phone. You'll have to pause your music for a second. I made my own commemorative...
Oh, God.
My own commemorative ring.
He walked into my office, and then he was like, listen to this.
Yeah, I made Denise call me. I made...
You need.
I'm gonna play this over.
He didn't even say anything first. He was just like,
No, just kill it.
It's on my phone. I made my own commemorative ringtone.
Uh huh.
And I'm just gonna
hold it up to the front of the mic.
Yeah. Okay.
You need me to call you again?
Guess who's back? Back again. It's Jeff Coates back.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. You need to get a big medallion that says three-peat.
Jeremy has already been tasked with making me a trophy.
The three-peat.
Yeah, only like, there's very few franchises in sports who can say they've three-peated anything. Because it's such a hard accomplishment. Like the Chicago Bulls, the Lakers. Like, you're up there with, like, the greats of all time in sports.
Right?
I know.
Here's one that we didn't get to on the show. It's actually pretty fucked up. Michael Dougherty, screenwriter of X2 and Superman Returns, and writer-director of Trick or Treat, is developing the Fox dramedy Bitches, about four female pals in New York who turn into werewolves.
Clearly, that show's on Fox.
I want to point out, dramedy. Hints on the omedy.
Right.
There's comedy about, like, Sex in the City plus werewolves.
Okay, so this sounds like...
It's called Bitches! What the fuck?
It's Fox!
Well, they're dogs and...
What?
Yeah, you know what? Know. They're going to have a show about donkeys that fell into wells and call it Assholes.
Oh my God, I would watch that!
Donkey Punch, the show. Sounds,
dude, like
karate donkeys, and they call it Donkey Punch.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like we have like the four of us are going to have a movie night, and we all like walk in the door at the same time. Denise has Sex in the City on DVD in her hand.
Right, and I've got Wolf starring Jack Nicholson.
And you collide into each other, and they fall down and say,
"You got your peanut butter in my chocolate!
You got your Sex in your City in my werewolf, and my werewolf's in your Sex in the City!" Like, they're laying on
tastes
the floor.
Pretty
we all,
good.
We all look at it and go, oh, idea!
Bitches.
This is so fucking terrible.
Oh, kill it.
Like, the three of us are...
The network that canceled Firefly had greenlit Bitches.
Oh God! Kill it.
Four snappy, sassy New York girls that also turn into werewolves.
Like, the three of us are looking down at the two DVDs sitting on to each other, and we're like, and then Josh peers over the very top and goes, "Bitches."
Oh, and I think he just wrote the comic for that.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes DVDs, like, the layers will split?
Yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah. They split and then glued back together.
Right.
Josh goes, "Hey,
why did we cram it into the DVD player at the same time?"
Josh and Walker are going, "Does anyone need this super glue?" And it, like, all three of them fly in midair. No.
And it somehow makes a
yeah. Lasers shoot out of
it. It makes, like, the Death Star, like, ring.
No, then it flies. It keeps going, and we're all like...
And it lands in the DVD player.
Tray. It closes and starts up. And, like, Bitches.
Fox Bradley presents...
I just like the idea of the trailer.
A Jerry Bruckheimer production of Bitches.
Bitches.
I just like the idea of a trailer of them, like, "Where do you get your shoes? And then, like,
like, some random sheep walks by, and they're like,
and then every once in a while they're like, "We're such bitches." Rawr.
I don't know about you, but I feel a full moon coming on.
Ooh, I think it's that time of the month, girls.
Oh, God. Oh, I guarantee you everything that we just said will be in the pilot episode.
Mark my words.
Oh, God, this is recorded. Awesome.
Okay, I am so watching this.
No. Here's how the joke happens. Here's how the joke happens. They do something, and then someone in a bar goes, "Must be that time of the month." And then they're like, "Wolf out, bitches."
Oh, God. I can't wait. Yeah.
Oh, my God,
I can't
wait.
And since,
right
and since it's a dramedy,
right
and since it's a dramedy, they wake up the next day covered in blood. And they're like, "Oh, my wolf feet ripped through my shoes."
That's the drama. Not like, "God damn it, I killed another guy again."
Yeah, it's the omedy part.
Wait, so when does this happen?
Dude,
at the end of the world.
Fuck, man, I want to watch
just before you see those four horsemen come over the horizon.
I need to tell my TiVo right now.
The guy on the horse, one of the four horsemen stops. "Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to..."
Have you seen Bitches?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show. Right?
"Can you tell me how to get to Washington, D.C.? And, hey, have you seen that show, Bitches?
It's pretty good.
Looks pretty good.
We've been watching it for months.
It's
in hell.
Dude, the four horsemen are probably banging the four bitches.
Right.
Like, that's...
Fucking kill me.
God damn it.
What a terrible world
that
we live in.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
No universal health care and bitches.
I love this country.
Obama will fix all that pretty
Frank soon. Miller is moving on to Buck Rogers next. That sounds dumb.
This is going to be story. Like whenever everybody started making jokes about American McGee was going to be like, going to like Penny Arcade doing, like, American McGee's like
Strawberry
Shortcake. It's just like, Buck Rogers is totally going to rave the shit out of your sister with his laser pistol.
Wow, that's his dick.
His dick is his laser pistol. How do you think he shoots it?
Majel Barrett died.
That's sad.
That sucks. She's voiced every starship I've cared about.
She did all the recording for the new Star Trek movie, though.
I don't know if she was done. I haven't seen anything that said she was done.
I think they said that she'd already finished.
Dude, they've got enough hours of her making Starship Talk that they could probably put her in a new series. And like there would be something for it. Like, hey, do we have anything about Tetrion pulses? Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, it turns out. Tetrion pulses. She said 8 million nonsense words already. We'll just string some together.
Yeah. I was talking about, somebody asked me what I thought about that. Obviously, it was sad, but I was like, somebody emailed me about it, one of the readers. But the thing for me was that, like, she actually created a character that I absolutely love to hate. Her character, Loxana Troi, made me so uncomfortable. Like, I hated her with a passion, but anticipated the hatred. It was a good character.
And she's therefore enjoyed it.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
That's how I watched Heroes for so long.
And that's different.
That is different.
That's hatred.
That's true.
Whatever.
Let's see. We already did gay Star Trek. Let's see. Majel Barrett's dead. That sucks. Gay Star Trek's
over. What are we talking about?
I'm just going through my list here. Dude, one of us needs to get the Dr. Horrible DVD so we can watch the musical commentary.
Totally.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
They're rebooting The Crow.
Why?
Because James Sabar needs to do another line of coke.
No purpose.
I don't think he'll get money off of it.
Because they're going to kill another Lee child?
Yeah, how's he going to die in this one? Like, the main character, they're going to be like, okay, we are going to shoot a rubber arrow at your eyeball. It is a... The box is clearly marked rubber arrows, and then, like, the label falls off the box, and it lands between the two, and, like, a stagehand's like, oh, shit.
And just well, and then right before that happens, like, one of the wolves from Bitches, like, comes over and eats him.
That movie, for what it
is... Actually, it's going to be like watching Final Destination. Like,
I've never seen that.
Eli, have you seen all those?
I've seen Final Destination.
My brother got me to watch the first one and the second one.
The second one has the most amazing car wreck ever.
Oh, is that the pilot?
The truck, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty
good. The opening was epic.
With the logs?
Yeah.
I've seen that. It's kind of like Burnout.
Right. That's actually probably where Burnout
stole it from. Anyway, they don't need to remake The Crow because for what it was and for when it came out, that movie was basically perfect. It was for teenagers and it was perfect.
That's true.
For teenagers. There's no reason to do it again.
I'm totally dead. Oh, wait. My girlfriend's dead or something, and I'm going to avenge my own death and hers.
And grunge.
And
and goth. I think there's a Bauhaus soundtrack. Also Nine Inch Nails.
I love you, Madam Manson.
That's a really good Nine Inch Nails song on that soundtrack. Dead
Burn
Souls?
Dead Souls.
Dead Souls is a great song. Ding, 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 ding. They keep calling me.
That was before Nine Inch Nails' like 18-year hiatus.
Yeah, it was good. let's see. We also saw the Wolverine trailer.
I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen it?
I don't know why not.
It's online in HD.
Yeah.
I haven't
seen that.
I thought it looked kind of cheesy.
Not a big surprise there.
I don't know. Anybody else had any different thoughts? Any different thinks?
I don't know. Giving it the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, I'm going to see it, obviously. But, you know, X3.
True.
Nobody? Everybody else busy?
What are we talking about? Okay. I spaced out for a second.
All right, moving on.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, there's a little article here about, guy from Always Sunny, the guys from Always Sunny's new show, Boldly Going Nowhere, which is a Star Trek spoof.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be on Fox, unfortunately.
Oh, shit.
Which means they can't cuss violently.
I didn't know that's what that was.
Rob... McElhaney, Charlie Day, and Glenn Howerton are behind the venture. They're not going to be in it. They're producing it and writing it and shit. Oh.
Well, that's good because that means if it ends up being terrible, I can't visually associate the two and you can still enjoy Sunny.
But it follows a group of space misfits that sexually abuse the holodeck and have a robot that's intentionally downgraded to prevent uprisings. It's kind of funny.
Huh.
I hope it's great, though. That sounds good.
That sounds like there's a lot of room for really bad humor.
Yes. Yes. In fact. I'm saying positive things.
Right.
So I hope it's good.
Yeah.
We already talked about KB getting closed. Let's see. What else is going on? Ryan Fuller on Heroes. Don't care about that. Shyamalan's doing The Last Airbender. You watched that, right, Denise?
I watched the first maybe a couple seasons of that show. It's actually really well done. So I'm kind of interested in seeing
but
that.
But Shyamalan?
Shyamalan? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think the...
The twist is it's not animated.
They've created enough of a world to where it probably would be hard for him to screw up. He would only do it like,
I think it's weird that it's fake anime. That's funny to me.
Yeah, it's actually...
It's American anime.
I kind of hated it at first because of that, but then it's actually really good writing. It's really good voice acting.
Oh, that immediately means it's not anime.
Right.
No, shut up. I hate you.
That's actually...
No, I hate you. Shut up.
It's weird, though, that unlike anime, an actual kid voices the main character.
Right.
And not, like, a woman.
A woman, yeah. So the weird thing is that, like... It's over now, which I guess is good.
Is the main character
voice
like,
probably drops next year.
Is the main character like vaguely androgynous or
no?
No, he's like a he's bald little boy.
Then
boy
it's
kid.
Not anime.
Yeah, I know. And no one turns from a boy to a girl, and back.
It's just really
versa.
Cool because it has really interesting characters, and they have interesting fighting styles.
Now that it's over, I should probably watch it.
One of the badasses is like a blind fighting master. It's pretty cool, actually.
This was actually a really good story. There was a sequel that was going to happen for Forrest Gump.
What?
Which is
oh,
weird.
Oh, yeah. I was reading that also.
What?
And
it was serious. Like, this is not like a... Like
there
a, like
there
a
was
spoof.
More than one
it
book.
It was on Slash Film. Slash
Wasn't
Film
there?
Has a brief but interesting quote from screenwriter Eric Roth about the Forrest Gump sequel that was being developed by Hanks, Zemeckis, and company, and how 9/11 pretty much scuttled the whole shebang.
Did he accidentally fly a plane into a building?
Well, this was my point.
They,
is it
Forrest?
Is it, you know how he's always accidentally doing everything, and so like he was going to be like, for a while there, I worked as a baggage checker at American Airlines, and then like all these like terrorist dudes walk up, and he's like, I'll get your bags, and they're like, holy shit, like this is pretty easy.
Wow,
no,
and get you
it
some
was
good seats.
The in the article,
who said Gump harder?
It.
We totally need these box cutters to open up our sandwiches.
Why are they Mexicans now?
I don't know.
Because they're invading.
Right.
Sneak attack.
No, it just says in the article that after 9/11 that everybody who was involved just didn't have the heart to do it.
Yeah, it says, I want to start the movie literally 2 minutes after the end of the last one with him on the bus bench waiting for his son to get home.
That but was like the perfect ending, though.
I turned in the script the night before 9/11, and we sat down and looked at each other and said, it's not relevant anymore. The world has changed. What's the point?
I don't know. The movie is so good, and it ended on such
That's
a
good,
good note.
Jenna.
Is that the article? Does it talk about some of the things that were supposed to happen in
Sorry.
That?
It's pretty good.
I had to.
It talks about things that happen after... That actually
According
happened
to Wikipedia,
to
Gump plays football for the Saints, sells encyclopedias door-to-door, works on a pig farm, and helps invent New Coke.
Wow.
He accidentally crashes the Exxon Valdez.
Oh my God.
Helps destroy the Berlin Wall. He's in Operation Desert Storm, and he meets Oliver North, the Ayatollah, John Hinckley... Ronald Reagan, Saddam Hussein, the Clintons, and Tom Hanks at one point.
I don't know why that
okay,
sounds...
Okay, see, that last bit takes it too far.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to be that self-referential.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny in with Julia Roberts.
See,
in Ocean's
that's
12.
Why I... That's the...
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
That's the one movie out of the three that I dislike the most.
Well, no, but it has... The laser dance
because
scene, which was pretty
that,
awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wait, the character she plays meets Julia Roberts?
No, the character
she gets
she
mistaken
plays
for Julia Roberts.
Pretends to be Julia
and
Roberts.
They take advantage of the fact that she looks dumb. Like Julia Roberts to like sneak into a place.
That's pretty dumb.
It was a stretch.
That's
yeah.
to say.
It was a stretch, but I mean, I don't know.
I didn't expect it, and when it happened, I was laughing because it was so preposterous.
I don't know,
yeah,
man.
It kind of was. Like they for that moment stepped out of the box and were like, we're over here now, and we're going to do this for the next about 12 minutes, and then we're going to go back.
That was just weird.
Dr.
That kind
Pepper
of took
says,
me out
to be fair,
the
only time I've ever seen that happen was in Face Off, when Travolta and Cage
oh,
trade
Christ.
Places, and then they openly make fun of themselves. Like, that's,
oh,
wonderful. That's wonderful to me.
Dr. Pepper says he meets Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks is like, hey, do you want a chocolate? And Gump's like, no. And Hanks is like, oh, well, stupid is, stupid does. Horrible joke insert there. Yeah, that's pretty shitty. Don't care.
I don't know.
One of the commenters whose names I can't pronounce, Shiyaya, writes F-O-2-E-S-T Gump.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I hate everybody that hates that because it makes sense when you see it in the Tron font.
Shut up. Oh, they've already given him one, though. Now it's going to be Triz.
I know, because everybody fucking made fun of it. Now we got Triz, which Trizzle is infinitely McNizzle. Dumber.
Trizzle my nizzle.
We got what? Triz because nobody knows what the fucking Tron font looks like. You're all whores. This is your fault.
What is Triz?
It's the new name of Triz.
Triz is the name of Tron 2 now, because everybody was like, Strituin!
Speaking of...
That's actually what they call it, is Triz.
T-R-Z is the name that's of the movie dumb. Now.
Speaking of movies that are called off...
You only have yourself to blame.
Out of respect.
I didn't care one way or another.
Speaking of movies that are called off out of respect, Jurassic 4 has been canceled since Michael Crichton died.
Oh, really?
Yes, Raptors with Machine Guns has been canceled.
Dude, I can't... I could not wait for that.
That because belongs Crichton's on the Sci-Fi channel.
Crichton's ghost would haunt it.
It might
this
make it
is
better.
A bad idea, plus I'm dead and I can't get a check.
Hey, you know what? I would have been there day one to see
I'm
Raptors
sure
with Machine Guns.
Raptors with the freaking machine guns on their
the sci-fi
heads.
Channel.
This well, is I mean, did you ever?
Disaster.
Did you ever play with Dino Riders?
Yeah,
that was fucking Raptors
then make,
with
then
lasers.
Then make Dino Riders the movie. Don't make Jurassic Park 4 Dino Riders.
Whatever.
Dino Riders.
Seriously, after 3, the series like anything the series had is dead to me. So.
You got your machine
just run
guns
with it.
And my dinosaurs.
You got your dinosaur and my machine gun. Bitches.
It's a story about four sassy New York socialites love to drink and party, and then they turn into dinosaurs and machine guns and werewolves. It's called Buck Faces. Here's what we should
Lord.
Do. Let's go ahead
Cunts,
and pitch
the musical.
Wait, you're on the right track. Let's pitch every. Curse word as a show on Fox about four New York socialites. Josh, I'm going to charge you with... It's going to be something terrible.
Oh, God.
I've already done Donkey Punch. Donkey Punch is Karate Zen masters that turn into donkeys.
I would watch that.
And they are children.
Why?
And it's going to be on ABC Family.
No, it's on that one's on Fox Kids.
There is no Fox Kids. It's ABC Family now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't pay attention.
They bought that network and kept all the same shows.
Ooh.
Let's see. What else? Okay. Room, give us curse words to make into shows. Now. Do it. Also, racial slurs are okay, too.
No, they're never okay.
No.
Oh, no.
I have IMDb right now. Okay.
So, yesterday, and Jen and Athey, we went down into Oakland to Zeus Comics.
Uh-huh.
And Athey found this book about, it was a big coffee table book, only about basically shock films. Like, I can't even, I have to find it. The title was an acronym for a really bad word, but they actually, like, spelled out, and it was awesome.
All right. Hang on. All right, Balls. Balls is about an inner city
it's a basketball
team.
It has to be basketball.
Inner city basketball team. We need an older black actor to be the coach.
The guy from Ghost Dog or
yeah, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah,
Forrest Whitaker coaches.
Used to play for like the Lakers. And
yeah, he's washed out. He's got no more chances.
He's like, I got hit in the face. I got hit in this eye with a basketball and my career went to shit.
Balls to my face ended my career. I got balls on my chin and that was the end.
What are you watching? Watching a video when I took balls to the face and it ended my career.
Then he adopts a New York inner city basketball team and they go all the way to the championships. Balls.
Right. Of the NBA.
This
like
this,
somehow these kids in street basketball make it into the NBA and
this fall on
win the
ABC.
Championship.
I'm thinking ABC.
ABC.
What's gonna
kids,
be our what's gonna
family?
Be our crime what's gonna be our crime drama?
Dick Hole.
All right, Dickhole.
Oh, okay, that'll work.
Let's hear it. Let's work this one out.
Well, okay, no. His last name is Hole, and he's a private detective, so he's Dickhole.
No. His first
That's
name is Richard.
Richard Hole?
Hole.
No. Mine
is I like Private Dick. He's a private dick, and he is journeying to the center of the earth. It's called Dickhole.
Well, no, he's investigating. He's investigating these
he
mysterious
only does
holes.
Well, murders.
Yeah.
They call him
it's
every time someone drowns. So every
the same
episode,
place where the donkeys
so it's
are
always
falling
like,
into.
It's always like in an Amish farm or something.
Every episode is like
what?
Someone drowned in a well. We need to call
now,
dickhole.
Fucking sunglasses.
But the pilot
looks
episode,
like this is a case for dickhole.
No, the pilot.
Thanks, The Who.
The pilot episode. the pilot episode, which always gets like trash, and then they always say the second episode is your pilot episode. But the pilot episode starts in Hawaii, and there's like a murder at the top of like a volcano hole.
Yeah.
And they're like, "There's only one man who could solve this crime," and then like
dick
it just
hole.
Like dick hole.
Let's see.
Using his urethra for justice.
Let's see. Camel toe.
God damn it.
This is going to be about ice skaters in Saudi Arabia.
What?
And it actually just straight up means camel toe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, and no. What? Their struggles to build an ice rink?
Yes.
In
Underdog story.
It's
classic.
Like Cool Runnings.
No.
But no.
For look,
Saudi
yes.
Arabian
yes.
ice dancers.
Yes. Exactly. We God take the script from Cool
it.
Runnings. We change.
And you just flip the script.
We change Jamaica to Saudi Arabia. We change all the names to like Ahmed and Amal.
What? No. But they have to be girls.
No, it's all male.
Well, then it's Moose Knuckle.
Okay. No, then that's Canadian.
Right.
Moose Knuckle is another
show.
Different show. It's bare knuckle boxing in the by lumberjacks in the redwood forests of Canada.
Right. I would watch that.
Somebody get Fox on the line. Somebody get Fox on the line. Fisticuffs of Fury. It's bare knuckle boxing. This week on Canadian Broadcasting Network, Moose Knuckle.
There's no one there. It's not picking up.
Oh, God damn it.
Sorry. I'll try another number.
All right. Jesus Titty Fucking Christ. Josh, go.
No,
it's
no.
Actually just a biopic.
Okay, it's on Annie. It's
yeah,
on Annie.
Yeah, it actually covers the years between when he was 12 and whenever he reappears at 30.
Wow!
And it's just...
That
wow. It's all coke and whores.
It's Ken Burns. Ken Burns presents Jesus
right,
Titty
right.
Fucking
it's all
Christ.
Slow cross-fading wow. photos.
Wait, oh so what then?
It's
is there,
his God. Birthday! It's Christmas!
No, it's not!
No, it's
right.
not!
Come
it's
on.
Not! It's not even close!
That's
the point!
Cock punch.
Who keeps saying meat spin in the fucking chat?
What?
I was talking to Joel about meat spin this afternoon!
What is meat spin?
Meat spin is the thing with the dick and the helicopter
oh,
thing and
okay.
the thing.
What?
And the, yeah.
What?
The dick and helicopter the thing.
What is that?
Do you not... Just no. You have a machine. You have Google. Just
no,
type.
I don't want to Google it now.
Denise, listen to me very carefully. M E A T.
The call is coming from inside. Listen very carefully.
No.
Type it.
No.
No. Okay. Cock Punch, which is a Lifetime movie, is about
a female kickboxer taking revenge on battered women.
Yeah, but she's trained by like the best cockfighter, like.
She's trained by a chicken. She's trained by a rooster.
Yeah, a retired cockfighter rooster.
Is this done in claymation?
No.
No,
it's
no.
all real life. You probably have to get a new cock at least every
3 episodes.
But
he talks like the trainer from Rocky, the first
one. He talks?
One. The,
of course
the
he
chicken?
Does.
Of course he does. How's he going
to
train her?
He has to train her.
Okay.
And he talks like...
All right, I'm with you.
He talks like
yeah, I'm gonna
Mickey.
I'm going to have to cut you, Rock.
I'm going to have to cut you if you want to learn how to fight.
He's like, use your beak. She's like, I don't have any beak. Use your talons. And like, I'm a girl. Yeah, so she fights with her feet. She walks on her hands and kicks people. But since it's on Lifetime, she only fights men that got off wife battery charges.
Right, right.
So it's like, what's his face from Growing Pains?
What?
He's the guy, he's the husband, the abusive husband.
Okay.
What's his face?
Sure.
The guy from Growing Pains. The dad from Growing Pains.
The dad from
yeah,
Growing
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know
right.
his name.
He's the abusive
Mike
husband.
Seaver?
Whatever, I guess.
What are we talking about? All right, we need more. We need more. Let's see. I'm going to click on this link, and I probably shouldn't. Oh, my God. That's a chick with giant balls. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for that. I clicked on that, too. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, wait, did you just click Meatspin in the chat?
No, I did
oh,
not.
Oh, well, I just saw Meatspin. Oh, that's a tranny on top. I mean, there's a panty line. There's a.
That's not a panty line. That's not a tranny. That's a dude that loves himself way too much.
That sounds like a game show. That's not a tranny.
All right,
sorry,
that's our next show.
You
that's
lose.
Our next show. We're
Beep.
Pitching. we're pitching this for CBS.
No, no, no. This is for BBC. Like, that's not a trainee.
That's not a trainee. Basically, yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
You fuck a hole in like a wall,
and then you have to tell if it was either.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. You have to get a little Japanese in it. The wall has multiple holes, and it's moving towards you on a thing. You have to find the right hole
before it knocks you off.
Right.
And if you fucked,
only one of them is not a tranny.
And then if you can, and then if you can correctly identify whether it was a tranny or not, you win.
Right.
And but like, no matter what, you lose.
Yeah. It just goes, eh, and then like this big like rubber stamp looking like sign comes on the screen and says, "That's not a tranny."
Wait, oh, you want the tranny?
And the studio audience has to chant it.
Wait, that's not a tranny.
Wait, but as soon as the alarm goes off, the wall flies away, and you are just there fucking a tranny. You're like, no. And on the other side of the wall. On the other side of the wall, your family's watching. And you don't know that.
With, like, with like, the priest and your grandma in a wheelchair and, like...
Oh, no!
Oh, God. Oh.
That's good.
That's gold, Jerry.
Hosted by Brooke Burns. Wait, we need a contest reality show, like Idol or, you know, Pop Star... But we need a word for that. Like dick bag or something. Dick bag is the offshoot of dick hole. It's about a crime scene guy that does all the body bags. Dick bag.
Yeah, he's like always following up after dick
hole.
And
his name's Richard Bagwell. Dick bag.
He's like a retired ex-Navy SEAL.
Every time he puts somebody in a body bag, he notices something the cops missed. He's like, did you see this half-eaten bologna sandwich?
That's funny. Sorry, that's all I got.
that's your Horatio quote?
That's his catchphrase?
Yeah, that's it.
I wouldn't have expected semen to be there.
Bitches.
Oh, no. Dude, his name is Timothy Bagwell, or T-Bag for short. That's what...
Well, that's from Prison Break.
Oh, really?
Theodore Bagwell. They call him T-Bag.
Right.
Somebody was typing it in the chat, and I don't watch that shitty show, so...
Yeah.
My bad.
American Glory Hole.
No, you just call it American Glory.
Glory Hole. Glory Hole is, it's got angels. Hang on. It's got angels. It's also on Lifetime or ABC Family, either one.
No, I thought this was a reality TV show.
No, I'm off now. It's just like Touched by an Angel. It's called Glory Hole.
Oh, God.
I don't care what the hole is. It's just called Glory Hole.
So then the reality TV...
And a British woman...
It's where your spirit passes through before you become an angel.
An angel helps people die.
Helps them find their glory hole so that they may pass on.
Yes, it's exactly you have to like Dead...
You have to actually get the woman from Touched by an Angel to come back and
it's
do it, though.
It's exactly like Dead Like Me, but it's called Glory Hole. And it's not funny. Or good. At the end, every angel, every dead guy looks up, like he's completed his last thing that he has to accomplish on Earth, and she's like, "It's time to go," because she's Irish. "It's time to go. Do you see your glory hole?" He's like, "I see it. I see it right there. It's beautiful." No! Finally, he floats into his glory hole, but it's always dick first.
I've been waiting for this moment my entire life.
Yeah, just floats dick first into a hole. And wait, it kind of gets stuck. It's like, okay, all the way through.
So does that mean a reality TV show then is called Jack Off? To get Jack off the show, and it's Jack Off?
Jack Off Island.
Yeah.
It's called Jack Off Island.
No. It's Jack Off.
Okay. Really, the whole, like, if it is or isn't a tranny, we're not going to top that.
No.
It's true, but... Jackoff was the attempt at...
Oh, it's like Jackass. That's what somebody the drum says. It's like Jackass. It's exactly Jackass, but it's called Jackoff.
They do enough of that on the show anyway.
Oh, God.
Touched by an uncle?
Circle Jerk. What? Circle Jerk.
Oh, Jesse wants to say that.
God.
I'm sorry. Are we still? I'm
Circle Jerk. I'm done. Is just game development. So
okay,
Heyo.
Yeah, Milf Island from 30 Rock.
Deborah versus Deborah.
Seriously, I think we should probably like formally write up that that tranny show. We can sell that in Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we totally can.
You up in the fucking tranny? Tranny? Tranny?
Cooking show. Let's see.
I want to dip my balls in it.
No, it's.
That could be like cream in my pants, or like name that cream in your pants.
Cream whip. I don't know.
No, we're done.
we're all tapped out.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's time to.
We're coming down on the other side now, and it's more than a mouthful. Who said that? More than a Dr. Pepper.
Enough to fill a wine glass.
Cooking with enemas? No, Kevin. No.
That's just. Yeah, that's not. There's no.
nothing witty about that.
Yeah, that's just blatant.
That's pretty good though.
Oh, so anyway, look out this fall on Fox for That's Not a Trainee. That's the tagline, I guess.
That's the sound everybody makes when they find out.
So for this last...
The secret joke is they're all trainees.
Right. They don't reveal that until the final. And then for the next season, they're like, now what are we going to do? Everyone knows they're all trainees. It's like that... Like The Bachelor, where the guy's not really a millionaire or
right.
whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
So it's like, okay, this time they're all double trannies. They've had reverse
sex changes.
Reverse sex changes. So now you don't know what
Bob,
to think.
I just want you to know, I was born a woman. Okay.
And then I was a dude.
And now I'm a woman again.
No.
Thanks for hanging out for post show number 39, the final post show of the year. Thank you for donating. Thanks for subscribing.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Seriously, the biopic, Ken Burns.
That's going to be so good.
That comes out. Oh, man, that's the worst.
Oh, I can't wait.
Terrible.
Yeah, Jesus just, he stops the baby dolls from time to time. And
Later, bitches.
This Friday on Fox.
God damn it.
Night. Bye.